Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Cody Lee Meese and the Cat Daddies, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
A happy little home, yeah. I know I ain't a perfect man, but I just want to show you how good I can. Be when you want me by your side, yeah. 'Cause I only want to be together through this long and crazy ride, yeah. Someday you feel you got to have me, yeah. I'll come running like I got no place else that I can go. Cause I only wanna make you happy, yeah. So bring your loving back home. Oh, baby, bring your loving back home. Yeah, well, I thought I was the strongest man in the world. Lesson learned. I about lost my wife for a love of the night and a thirst for doing wrong. Now to turn it all around, there's gonna have to be some bridges burned. But every bridge I'm burning only leads me to places that Lord knows I don't belong. Yeah, well, I come home late. She said, your clothes are on the bed. I said, baby, please forgive me. You're the only place I really want to lay my head. Yeah, she said, you're gonna have to change. You can't keep living this life. I've been staying up a worry, never knowing if you're dead or if you're doing all right. If you've ever done a woman wrong, then you know what I'm talking about. I think it's time I turn the car around and go back home, yeah. Oh, turn the lights out. I'd been down every little highway, high and drunk, from Eubank to Alabama. But all my living on the road left me lonely and cold, with no place to belong. Yeah, and I tried to be all I could be, but the service wouldn't take me, so here I am. And I tried to keep living just to keep being better, but I didn't think I'd live this long. Yeah, well, I come home late. She said your clothes are on the bed. I said, baby, please forgive me. You're the only place I really wanna lay my head. Yeah, she said you're gonna have to change. You can't keep living this life. I've been staying up a worry, never knowing if you're dead or if you're doing alright. If you've ever done a woman wrong, then you know what I'm talking about. Time to turn the car around and go back home, yeah. Yeah, turn the lights out. Well, there comes a time in a young man's life when he's got to decide what he should throw away and what he needs, and she's a what I need. If I had me a nickel for every time I was right, Lord, I'd be short on change. And changing's what she needs, Lord, it's what she needs. I had the greatest love in the world and I almost lost it. Just glad I get to put my clothes on back in the closet. After I come home late, she said your clothes are on the bed. I said, baby, please forgive me, only place I really wanna lay my head. And yeah, she said, you're gonna have to change. You can't keep living this life. I've been staying up a worry, never knowing if you're dead or if you're doing alright. If you've ever done a woman wrong, then you know what I'm talking about. Lord knows I done a woman wrong, so I know what I'm preaching about. Yeah, if you've ever done a woman wrong, then you know what I'm singing about. I think it's time I turn the car around and go back home, yeah. Turn the lights out.
Oh, thank you so much.
That great song you were singing, Turn the Lights Off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just brought out that amazing truth, right? It's that the people who love you support you and everything else, but they're also people who ask you to do that hard thing, which is to change. You expect change from yourself?
I don't ever consider myself good. Honestly, I spend most of my days beating myself down. If I have a show, we'll get in the car, you know, Carissa and I, and I'll just, oh man, you know, there was this one part that I did this and it just, I don't know what I was thinking. I thought it was going to work. And it's just, I constantly do that. And I don't, honestly, it's probably, someone would tell you it's not mentally healthy, but I don't ever give myself a break in it. I don't ever have a show and go, man, I did great. Oh, that was so awesome. I do. Well, you know, I did okay. I've done better, you know, but I constantly, I don't ever let myself have a moment of like, we reached the top of the peak, because the top of the peak, For all of us, and this is in anything you do, the top of the peak is as high as you allow it to be. And I don't let myself believe that this is as good as I'm going to be at any of this. There's always growth.
I remember being a young boy when mama and daddy, they dropped me off at the first place that I called home, the place where I learned to crawl. But sometimes they leave me there for a week or two, but I didn't mind, cause all I had to do was eat a bowl of pinto beans and play in the yard with the dogs. And Mama grabbed the checkerboard and for hours, Lord, we get lost. I guess I imagined she'd always be right by my side. But in order to live, Lord, I guess you've got to die. And it makes me sad, and it makes me lonely. I don't know where I'm gonna hang my hat. And everybody keeps trying to tell me that home is where the heart is at. But my heart's long gone and I'm never gonna get it back. I remember the funeral, I didn't know what to say. I just hung my head in my hands to pass the time away. But when they wrote her out, Lord, I nearly hit my knees. I just looked to the sky wondering why and begging, please, now can't you bring her on back home? Me and Papa Lode were sick and tired of being alone. But that Cadillac rolled away with something. Left me feeling like a boy with nothing to lose, Lord. And it makes me sad and it makes me lonely. I don't know where I'm gonna hang my hat. And everybody keeps trying to tell me that home is where the heart is at. But my heart's long gone and I'm never gonna get it back. I'm never gonna get it back. It makes me sad and it makes me lonely. I don't know where I'm gonna hang my hat. And everybody keeps trying to tell me that home is where the heart is at. But my heart's long gone and I'm never gonna get it back. I'm never gonna get it back. I'm never gonna get it back. Lord, I'm never gonna get it back.
Nice to have you guys on the show, too. Make sure I've got all the names right. Tony Armstrong playing the Telecaster over here, playing the rhythm. And we have Dale Palmer. Dale's back there playing the cool. What was he doing that hi-hat? That was pretty neat. That little quadruplets or triplets or something you're doing. And then last but not least, Joe Dobbs is over there on the bass guitar. Is that right? Nice to have you here, Joe. Well, we like your Black Sabbath t-shirt, too. His Holiness's name has not been spoken yet this evening. And we're talking about Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, I read that he's a big influence, and I wouldn't have needed to read that after listening to you play electric. And you find players who really impact you and do something to you. From your own experience, how do you take those influences and shape them into something that's your very own?
You know, for me, it started out, especially in blues, in the really early stuff, which is, you know, Robert Johnson, Sunhouse, all that mentioned earlier, Elmore James and stuff like that. And then via that, found my way through John Lee Hooker and through, you know, climbing up the blues rather than, you know, back down through time, starting at the beginning and working up. When I found Stevie Ray, honestly for me, man, it was just, like, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, I didn't understand. I knew what he was doing, but I didn't know how to do it. How to say what you got to say with these versus this, you know. That's something I still try to find every day. I just try to say what I can. I actually got into Stevie Ray before Jimi Hendrix. Almost an odd way to do that for most people. Then I started kind of mellowing out a little bit, and then I got into the Allman Brothers, and Dickie Betts became a huge, especially when we're cutting loose on some, you know, Tony writes some that we have with the band that are original and beautiful. And when we go out for nights, it's fun to almost do that Dwayne and Dickie kind of back and forth. And Dickie Betts really changed my perception. You use your heroes, call them your friends, and let your friends help you become more yourself.
Well, I walk 20 miles in a dead man's boots, and I just want to be coming home to you. And I cry every night and I cry myself to sleep, but I just can't help believe I'm coming, baby. Lord, I'm coming, baby. Oh, I'm southbound, mama, I'm rolling home. Yeah, well, I call you on the phone and I wish I was there, but I know you don't seem to care, cause you got a man that's holding you tight and I'm on the road 8 days a night, but I'm coming, honey, rolling home. Yeah, well, I've been to Dallas and San Antonio. I'm just sick and tired of being alone. I've been to California and way out east. But baby, now you better believe. Love that first train, that's a header, your way. I'll be on it no matter the pay. I'm coming, honey, and I'm coming quick. So tell your man he'd better split, cause I'm rolling. Lord, I'm rolling, baby. Oh, I'm southbound, mama, I'm coming home. Look at her, baby. Don't like me much, cause I might talk dirty, might be rough, but baby, I love you more than any man, and I got something, it's a great big plan, cause I'm rolling, rolling home to you. Lord, I'm rolling home to you, girl. Lord, I'm rolling home to you. Lord, I'm south, my mama, I'm coming home to you, that I do. Mama, I'm coming home to you.
Hey. We're writing about self-inflicted pain. Was it difficult to make that transition for you as an artist, as a writer, to, you know, writing about life as it is versus what you made it with substance abuse and stuff?
I don't really think so. My writing for me was always, I never pigeonholed myself to be, and a great friend of mine, Pearlie Jenkins from back home, stressed to me about pigeonholing yourself. And he really had a good funny bit about it. That, I mean, he's a hilarious guy and a great writer, just one of those geniuses, just a natural genius. And he had this bit about pigeonholing yourself and where to be. And for me, I never said, I want to play blues music. It wasn't, I want to play this music or I want to play that. I just want to play music. A lot of times when I sit down to write a song, it just happens. I mean, yeah, it might be something I've thought about for a while, but a lot of times it's just spontaneous, and it's just, you hold all that stuff in for so long, and then it just falls out into a song. And you try to catch it all that you can in that moment. And I've never worried about what it was, you know, because it's not about fitting a type. It's about just, if I feel this way, somebody else has got to. So somebody's going to hear this, and we're going to be like, ah, you know, and you share that. Now, music for me is, it's just all about whatever's in you. I don't believe you should worry about borderlines or whatever. Just be yourself, you know. Because at the end of the day, you know, I got to live. You know?
I hear baby sister calling me home, but I ain't got the door to go no more. I guess I just stay on the road and keep running down broken dreams. Yeah, cheeseburger dinner's bought by the sack. Cockroaches in a rundown shack. I've been pushing this rig, but I feel I'm running out of steam. I used to want to rope till the wheels fall off. It caused a lot of trouble for Johnny Law. Oh, but the payoff didn't bring nothing but a little change. Yeah, should I listen to the devil? Should I listen to my mother? Six in one hand, half dozen in the other. Walking either damn line, sure to drag a man down in flames. Hey! Tony Armstrong. Well, I once had dreams to fly, but I cut off my wings and I kissed them goodbye. It really makes me wonder if the Lord's even looking for me. Yeah, 'cause I've had a whole lot of let me downs. I once was lost and I never was found. It's not who you know, it's all in who you wanted to see. I used to want to roll till the wheels fall off. It caused a lot of trouble for Johnny Law. Ah, but the payoff didn't bring nothing but a little change. Yeah, should I listen to the devil? Should I listen to my mother? Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Walking either damn blind shoulder, drag a man down in flames. Payoff didn't bring nothing but a little change. Yeah, should I listen to the devil? Should I listen to my mother? Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Walking either damn line, shoulder drag a man down in flames. Yeah, walking either damn line, shoulder drag a man down in flames.
I'd like to thank Cody Lee Meese and the Cat Daddies for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and we give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work on our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this tradition with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Let's hear it one more time for Cody Lee Meese and the Cat Daddies.
Baby's like a sunshine daydream, Lord, she always seems to brighten my day. Well, Lord, he knows I need her, and you know I'd never leave her, and I hope she's coming home to stay. Well, I got out one day and got looking around, and what I found brought me to my knees. The finest little girl in the whole damn world these eyes have ever seen. Lord, yeah, love, love, love. Ever since you come around, honey, I can get enough, Lord, you just bleed. 'Cause if you took your love from me, he, oh Lord, I'd surely die. Lord, I'd slowly die. My baby, she's a Cadillac Jack. As a matter of fact, don't even look her way. 'Cause if I catch a better look and a taste, my baby's cooking, I'ma sure make a mess of this place. She's like a prize from the sky where the angels fly, and she ain't going home alone. Now she's coming with me, and you better believe we got a good thing going on. Lord, yeah, love, 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 yeah. Ever since you come around, honey, I can get enough, Lord, you just bleed me dry. 'Cause if you took your love from me, he, oh Lord, I'd surely die. Lord, I'd surely die. Hey!
do if that woman ever found her way into that front door. Lord, I don't know what I'd do if the woman ever found a reason not to love me no more. Lord, I don't know what I'd do if the woman ever quit pulling on the end of my sleeve. Lord, I don't know what I'd do if the woman ever found the nerve to up and leave. Lord, in love, 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 yeah. Ever since you come around, honey, I can't get enough. Lord, you just bleed me dry. Cause if you took your love from me, Lord, yeah, I'd slowly die. Oh, Lord, yeah, I'd surely die. Lord, yeah, I'd slowly die.
Thank you so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Cody, Tony, Dale, and Joe for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.